That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
It's time to chat politics with multi-party co-leader Marama Fox.
You only need to go to visit the islands of the Pacific Isles and understand how big of an issue this is for them. When islands are sinking into the ocean, when the ocean is rising up to take them over, when their water is being cleansed through desalination plants just so they can have fresh water, you know, it is a real threat. It is a real threat now. And we have to remember, too, that there are more Pacific Islanders in New Zealand than on their islands. And if we turned around and forced them all to go home, their islands would not cope with the numbers. So, for example, Niue has about 1,200 people living on the island at present, my understanding is, just gone up slightly from the 700, so a few people returning home. But that island could not cope with the 37,000 that currently live in New Zealand of Niue descent. And right, Niue is a island of the realm, and so are the Cooks, and so is Tuvalu. Is it Tuvalu or Tukulau?
Tukulau.
I keep mixing them up. Tukulau. Yeah.
But these countries have kind of migrated over the years, not really escaping climate change, but looking for better support, a bit for their families. So, I mean, how many people are going to be under this cap, do you think?
Well, the point is, let's talk about the migration over the years first, though, is that we invited members of the Pacific Islands to come to our country to take up jobs that we didn't have enough people to do, the jobs that New Zealanders didn't want to do. And after then, you know, a similar situation to today when people say, well, hold on, all these migrants are taking our jobs, we want our jobs back, then we turned around and kicked them out with the Dawn Raids. And so we can't have it both ways in New Zealand, and also that we recognise the unique relationship that we have with our Pacific Island cousins, as they are to Māori. So for me, the cat, it's not a matter of saying how many climate change refugees will we have, but the actual reality of an island like Tukulau, where and Niue and the Cook Islands, where they are coming here under a special status to seek refuge. But very shortly, in the next 50 years, we may be looking at having a stateless country of people and trying to figure out in the world how we deal with that. So if we take refugees under climate change, it wouldn't be the ones who can come here anyway. It'd be ones like from Kiribati and others that are struggling at the moment to understand how climate change is affecting them, the washing up of their waters, the extreme weather events that are happening that make living on the islands more and more volatile. And so we have to be prepared as a nation that's closest to these islands, who have whakapapa links through our connected migratory history, that this would be the place that they would seek refuge in. So what we're saying is we need to open that category, understand what that looks like, and put some real plans in place to be prepared for what is an inevitable situation.
But how do you identify those who are genuine climate refugees? I mean, for example, could it be someone from a country like Kiribati that is facing, you know, soil erosion and rising sea levels, or would only people from already displaced communities be eligible?
No, I'm absolutely talking about the Pacific Isles. I mean, if it's very evident that, as you say, in Kiribati, the rising sea levels, the erosion, the lack of soil, or a place like Tukulau where you have no fresh water, where the water table has been completely contaminated by seawater, and so therefore growing crops on the island is just becoming out of the question, and getting fresh water even to drink is out of the question. So unless we are there supporting them, then there is only one option for them, and that is to come here. So either we get on board with the growing R&D around finding solutions, or eliminating the amount of carbon that goes off into the atmosphere, including agriculture and our climate change policy, or we deal with the issues that we will have from climate change refugees. And it's very easy to see where that's happening. You just need to look at what's happening to their land, to their sea levels, to the extreme weather events. And I think in New Zealand, we have to have this discussion. We can't wait like we have with the housing crisis for 30 years when it's all blown up in our face and going, oh my gosh, maybe we should have done something about this 30 years ago. Or the infrastructure problem that we have in New Zealand when we didn't predict the numbers of the growing population of our country, and therefore would our infrastructure be able to suit it. We have to keep looking ahead, and what we're saying by announcing this in our policy is that it is inevitable that we will have a climate change category. It's not up to us alone to determine what and how that looks like, but that we have to immediately start talking about the inevitability of more and more of our Pacific Island whānau coming to New Zealand to seek refuge.
I guess tying into this Pacific migration policy focus is also this one-off amnesty for Pacific overstayers that you've announced. I mean,
absolutely.
How do you think this is going to address the problems facing Pacific migrants in this country?
Well, I mean, it's like the effect that people, or the words that people have when they talk about Māori. They look at Pacific Islanders and Māori in deficit categories, in deficit theorising. They know that there are more Pacific Islanders living here and in Australia than on their own isles, and that if they had to go home, those islands would not be able to sustain the amounts of people that we'd turn around and send back there for a number of reasons. Families have come here together for work, for to be together as families for a number of different reasons, and New Zealand has this mixed idea that they are a burden on our society rather than an asset to our society, doing jobs and creating income and adding to the economic platform of this country rather than just sucking off the state as people think they are. So we think that a one-off amnesty to set everybody right and say, all right, we're all here now. We need to look at how we're contributing to our society, and so that they can do that with their heads held high rather than scurrying around pretending like they're not in the country.
I mean, but we're already talking about, needing to cut immigration.